Doctor Who and the Ghosts of Enspace. Episode 3.
Ah, you're awake. Thank you for saving my life, Sarah Jane Smith.
Tit for tat. Where's this?
You're in Louisa's bed. No, don't try to get up. There's nothing broken, but you do have a touch of concussion.
I don't feel so hot, I must admit.
Yeah, well, you weren't hit by one of the poltergeist stones. It was a lump of masonry dislodged from the gallery. Oh. Well, luckily it only caught your shoulder when you pushed me away, but you must have hit your head when you fell. It's bound to make you feel a bit tearful. Yeah, I know. I'll get them to make you some sort of posset.
I'd rather have a cup of tea.
Right, well, I'll see what I can do.
No, it's not the shock that's making me feel like this. It's the White Lady. If Louisa's ghost is the poltergeist, what about the White Lady?
I'll ask cook to make you some tea. She'll be loath to unlock the caddy, but I'll make her.
It can't be. It mustn't be.
Oh, dearest, whatever is the matter?
Oh, Louisa, be happy. Please, be happy.
Why, to be sure, we have our share of such legends. What old house does not? But I've never done them the honour of giving them any credence. Such things must always be susceptible of a rational explanation.
I think you'll have to admit that you saw for yourself this very evening a phenomenon of nature which would be somewhat difficult to explain away.
You have me, Doctor. I have thought the tales the servants brought me to be just that. Tales, the tittle-tattle of the servants' hall. But after tonight... Very well. You carry the day. I strike my colours. A glass of wine with you, sir, to celebrate your victory.
Ah, upon my soul. A gallant surrender.
It is said, then, that many years ago, my ancestor, the Baroni of the time, having lost his heir in the wars, was plagued by the importunities of a false claimant to the inheritance.
But you see, Sarah, dearest, he was not fit to be an heir. For he was a mad monk, and he was a sorcerer too, and was trying to raise the dead, or Lucifer, or the fiends of hell, or somebody like that. But his evil designs were foiled, for a good magician appeared at midnight in a flash of heavenly fire, and, to punish him for his wickedness, walled him up alive. Have you finished, my love? Let me take the tray. Is that not the most charmingly horrid story you ever did hear?
Yeah, charming. It's just what we saw for ourselves in the 16th century. Except that the alchemist didn't get walled up, or any of that stuff. Oh, I must tell the doctor.
First thing in the morning.
So I thought, sir, if you wouldn't mind lending me your uncle's telescope, I could sort of go to the top of the gate tower and sort of watch the boat and, well, you know, try and get a clue or something.
Good, good. What? Oh, forgive me, Jeremy. I'm rather preoccupied at the moment.
So may I?
May what?
Borrow it, the spyglass thingy.
Oh, yes. Take it. Oh,
thank you, sir.
Yes, I can see right down into the harbour. And there's his boat and all. Hey, there's the man himself, the great Max Vilmio, in person. I've got my eye on you, matey, so watch it. I say, just look at the boot on that tourist he's talking to. What they're saying.
I want that castle. I need that castle. If I can get it legitimately okay. If not...
So what is it you want me to do, hon?
I want you should use your talents on this Brit, this Lethbridge Stewart guy. He knows more than he's pretending. Find out...
Yeah? Find out what?
Find out if they've seen any ghosts up there.
Ghosts?
Yeah, and find out whether they know about the 21st of May.
Whether they know what about the 21st of May?
Well, that's what I want you to find out! Now get going!
Here she comes around the orange grove, and straight for the arch, and... Oh, fish hooks. Brim of her hat gets in the way, I can't see a thing. Still, she's probably a clue.
Good morning.
Hi,
ocean and visiting your little old island, and I wondered if I could have a look around your historical home?
I have to refuse, I'm afraid, madam. The Baroni has made it an absolute rule that no tourist should be allowed inside.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course I understand. And I think it's just dandy that you should follow your boss's wishes. There's nothing like an English butler, that's for sure.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm not actually the...
What do you think of? Ask the signorina in. Where is Umberto the Lazybone?
In the circumstances, Uncle, I thought it better if I...
You Yankee Doodle, see?
Yes.
Oh, come in, come in.
Oh, it's very kind of you, Signore.
I'd be hopping cross with young Alistair if he closed the door in your face. Slam a banger, thank you, ma'am. Oh, no good, huh?
Well, that depends on your mood, I'd say.
Oh, they haven't got back yet. Not my fault I lost them. And she might have been scattering clues like confetti. They're coming. Better hide.
You've been really, really kind, Mr. Vacanti. And I mean that sincerely, telling me about the ghosts and all.
You come and visit me again, see?
Yeah, sure, I'd like that. Only, it'd have to be tomorrow, because my vacation is up on the 22nd. Or is it the 21st a bad day for you? Maybe the 21st.
The 21st again? Filmia said something about the 21st. And why should she want to come back?
Such a bella ragazza is honored to my house at any time, Miss Brulatsky. I saw you painted ceiling in my bedroom, huh? Judging in Paris, all stark and bum naked.
Uncle!
I'd like that, Mr. McCarty. Stay cool, Alistair. Have a nice day now.
Uncle, if you want me to help you, you really must be more discreet. Hmm? I mean, I don't want you to think I'm a prick, but the way you've been...
Prick? I don't know a prick. I know Jiggy.
If you ask me, she wasn't a tourist at all. But if I can find out what the 21st is all about, there's only one way to do that. Yes, there she is. And she's going on board the boat.
Excuse me. Sorry. I just want...
There doesn't seem to be anyone else about, so if I get on board, I might be able to hear her tell Filmio about the 21st, or whatever. Ooh, what a lot of doors. All different cabins and saloons and stuff, I suppose. No sign of Miss Powatsky.
And the 21st?
I don't know,
Sugar. You'll know. Isn't that her voice?
I didn't say.
Oh, Lord. I can't go back or they'll catch me. A broom cover, just that ticket. Oh no! They're leaving! The boat's going to sea!
Thank you, Marcella.
Prego, signorina.
Did you enjoy your breakfast, Sarah?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Thank the heavens she has gone. Oh, Sarah, I am so pleased that the doctor has said you must stay in bed this morning. For now I have the chance to discover to you some of my secrets.
I can't wait.
I know more about the evil monk and his dread deeds than you might imagine. But first, it is of the utmost importance that you should peruse Mrs. Ratcliffe's latest work. Here it is.
Oh, thank you.
In the meantime, I shall take a turn in the garden. And when I return, you will comprehend my purpose. I promise you.
The mystery of the Castello. Well, well, well. And I'd guess it's the very same copy Jeremy found in the library, but it's brand new now. Oh well, here goes.
I can't stay in here. If I was sick... Now, where's the handle? I wish there was a light. There doesn't seem to be... Oh no, of course there isn't a handle inside. It's a cupboard! It's locked itself. Help! Help! Help!
Well?
I've been skipping through it and, well, yes, it's quite extraordinary. It seems to be the very story you were telling me last night.
Well, of course it is. And do you not see? It is all true. How Mrs. Ratcliffe knows it all, I cannot divine, unless she found some ancient text. But mark this. In the third volume, when the foul monk is walled up, an iron-bound chest full of gold coins is placed there with him, and... Oh, Sarah! It must be there to this very day!
Oh, it's just a story!
No, no, no! And I can prove it to be true. Look on page 235.
Got it.
It speaks of a parchment with a magic spell written upon it, does it not?
Yes.
Behold! The very parchment! I found it in an old volume in the library. To be sure, I cannot construe it as a magic spell, for I know no Latin, apart from Mensa, and there's not a table to be seen.
Well, let's have a look. Oh no, I'm afraid you're wrong. It's just a bit of an old cookery book.
Oh, you're quite right. Look, it's the same fragment of parchment that you found before, only there's more of it.
And that recipe is not for shepherd's pie, is it? One of the ingredients is mercury.
Yeah, well spotted. Well, it's almost certainly part of the document the alchemist was reading from.
Are you going to keep it? Well, I think Louisa might miss it.
No. It'd better go back in the drawer. Where is she, anyway?
Gone for a turn round the garden. That's the third this morning.
Oh, yes. There she is. Ah!
Hmm?
Oh, well, there's one mystery solved at any rate.
What?
Well, you see the young man with the spade going behind the hedge?
Yes.
Well, that's the very hedge that your new friend disappeared behind a moment ago.
Surprise, surprise.
Oh, you're dressed.
Yes, the doctor said I could get up.
Well, when you've got your shoes on, we'll go out. Oh, Sarah, it's such a day, with the sunlight sparkling on the sea and the sails of the boats looking like seabirds' wings and...
Who is he?
Your pardon?
I said, who is he?
Oh, how did you know? Oh, please, please, dearest Sarah Jane, do not tell. Oh, I implore you to keep my secret clasped to your heart.
I won't tell, I promise.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Who is he? The gardener's boy?
Why, yes. Though I am persuaded that he is, in truth, Pauli's long-lost heir.
Really? And is the Baroni aware that he's lost his heir?
I know not. But he is not married. He has no son. There is no nephew, married niece, or cousin to carry on the line. The chief of all this must be that he needs an heir. He is an old man of 40, and one only has to perceive that noble brow, that true patrician nose, that upright...
Yes, yes, I'm sure he's very pretty.
Sarah! Come, I will show you the last of my secrets.
But, Uncle, we need to get reinforcements from the village.
No, my people, when the little fiends come out to play, they run away like Georgie the Pudgy. Good night, the sweethearts. Good riddance.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not prepared to take the responsibility of keeping you safe unless we get some help. Now, this man Vilmio, he could turn up on the doorstep with a gun.
I got a gun? He's up in gallery.
Now, Uncle, be careful. Those stairs are very steep.
I think they're more steep than 80 years ago. Ecco! Behold my gun!
Good grief! It's a blunderbuss!
It's all right. It belonged to my grandpapa's grandpapa. It's a good gun.
Oh. Ah. Oh. Uncle, are you all right?
Oh, yeah, see. Sorry, I forgot it's loaded in war in case the Tedeschi soldiers come. 30 years is loaded. It's a good gun, I tell you straight.
Well, that settles it. You're coming down to the village and no more arguments.
Okay. But you see, nobody come.
There.
Well, what about it? I mean, that's just used as a garden shed these days, isn't it? Well, it is a garden shed.
Behind the wall of that ancient structure, we shall discover the secrets of the ages. That is where it lies, the treasure of the Castello, along with the mouldering bones of the evil monk.
I should think they've stopped mouldering by now.
And Pauli will be so pleased to have the treasure that he'll consent to our betrothal and recognise him as his heir and all...
And just who's going to do all this discovering? As if I didn't know.
Why, Giuseppe and myself, of course. As the clock strikes 12, just as it happened in the book.
Giuseppe. His name's Giuseppe. Oh, Louisa!
I'm up here in the gallery, doing a spot of forensic. What's up?
It's Louisa. We've been out in the garden, And she's wearing a spotted white dress and the gardener's boy's name is...
Yeah, yes, all right, hang on, I'll come down.
Oh, look out! Look out, Doctor! Oh! Doctor, are you all right?
Well, I shouldn't be if I hadn't learnt the Meldravian roll a couple of hundred years back. Ooh, I was pushed down those stairs.
You were?
Don't waste your time. He's well away by now. We haven't a hope of finding out who it was.
I know who it was. It was the monk person Jeremy said that Max Vilmio had sent to kill you. No, how could he be here? How could he...
What did you say his name was?
What? Vilmio, you mean?
Did you call him Max Vilmio?
Yes, that's his name, apparently. Max.
Of course. How stupid of me. How obtuse of me. It all fits.
Well, what fits?
Well, don't you remember? When we were in the 16th century. What did the lady of the house say was the name of the sorcerer?
I don't think she... No, wait a minute. She said something about him having the same name as the emperor, didn't she?
Indeed she did. Well, do you know who was the only emperor about at that time? Maximilian I of the Holy Roman Empire, that's who. The alchemist's name is Maximilian. Max! In the end, he must have managed to make a proper elixir of life.
And when he saw you with the brig, he recognized you and sent the monk to knock you off, right?
Right. Come along, then.
Oh, where are we going?
Where we should have gone in the first place, to the 16th century.
No! No, we can't leave now. I've found out something quite appalling.
Oh, what?
That's what I've been trying to tell you. It's Louisa. She's the White Lady.
Is that all? Oh, I came to that conclusion some time ago.
But don't you see? We can't go. Louisa's going to die.
Well, of course she is. Aren't you?
What are you doing here, kid?
Oh, I just thought your boat looked a super sort of boat, so I thought I'd have a look around.
Right. He was at the castle, hiding behind a pillar.
Is that so? Tie him to the chair!
Yes, boss.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? You've got no right... Ah, that's too tight!
Okay, now. You're a very lucky place, you know that? You can help me, see? I want to know all about this doctor character, got it?
My name's Jeremy Fitzoliver, and that's all I'm going to say.
You've been watching too many old movies. I'll ask you again. Who is this doctor?
Fair dues, Mr. Vilmio. You wouldn't expect James Bond to...
Oh, Maxie! He's only a kid!
And you can button your lip, or I'll use the other hand. Okay, now. Where's this doctor come from?
I don't know.
Jeez!
We'll drop in on Lethbridge Stewart on the way. He needs to know what he's up against.
Oh, on the way from the 18th century to the 16th, we drop in on the 20th.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, why not indeed? Silly me.
You know, it's quite clear that the poltergeist incident was deliberate too.
What? Do you mean that the monk chap was responsible for all those stones?
Well, no. Ordinary ghosts don't have any preternatural powers beyond their ability to be solid or permeable at will. No. He used the poltergeist shard of Apport to disguise the fact that he pushed that stone from the gallery.
What's that?
Well, don't you recognize it?
No, should I? It's a sort of gun, isn't it?
Well, 4 out of 10 for trying.
Oh.
No, the poltergeist is really a low-grade N-form. As I told you, the N-forms desperately crave personality. So, if one can manage to get through into our world, it looks for somebody with similar tendencies to its own particular complex of negative emotions and tries to set up a merger, so to speak. Well, eating is a poor second best.
Possession?
A misnomer. I said a merger, Sarah, not a takeover. A strong negative personality is made all the stronger, in control of all the powers of the N-form, which can be quite considerable. After all, when you think what a simple poltergeist can do, when it's merged with a naughty child on the verge of adulthood.
You mean Louisa was possessed by a fiend?
Sarah, why will you use such emotive words?
I'll tell you anything. Only please, don't hit me again.
I'll give you one more chance, you little bastard. Who is this doctor and where does he come from?
I tell you... I've no idea. He's just a sort of scientist chap, that's all.
I know that's not all he is, and so do you. He knows about the 21st. And the flight of the dragon, doesn't he?
I don't know what you're talking about. No, don't.
You got something to say?
He smashed the chair, honey. A couple of grand those chairs cost.
Tell the skipper we'll spend the night in Maggiore and sail back in the morning. Enough's enough. I have to take that castle by tomorrow midnight.
Anna, what about the kid?
No. No, wait until we're halfway across. And dump.
Uncle Mario, will you please stop saying I told you so? Please try to keep up.
You have a fine army now, Signor Duca Yorca. What you march to top of hill. Elvish come again, who's really Roberto, and a greedy old Sergio, who will eat all of the food of the 10,000 men you haven't got.
Yes, thank you, Uncle. You're being a great help. Now listen to me, all of... that is to say, both of you. And now we've arrived at the house. Do you mind? Thank you. Now, to start with, please follow me up to the Great Hall and we'll discuss the allocation of duties, right?
Si, senor. You're
right on, man. Right, gather round. Now, the problem as I see it... Great heavens! It's another fiend! Be quiet still, all of you. Sergio, come back!
Hey! They are kissing!
No, they're not.
As I predicted, Lethbridge Stewart, the cracks are extending. A catastrophe could happen at any time.
I'm certainly glad to see you, Doctor. Sarah, what was that you chased him away with?
Well, don't you recognize it?
Yes, one of the small stun guns from Paracom.
Oh, of course.
Yes, I nicked it when Anya wasn't looking. I've modified the phasing of the resonance frequencies so that it's effective against N-forms as well as living beings. It'll only give a nasty jolt to a fiend, I'm afraid, but it'll literally blow a ghost away.
How can you kill a ghost, for Pete's sake?
I said literally, Brigadier. And you'll need it. Believe me, this monk of Vilmio's could come through a wall and then open the door to him.
What?
That's why we've come back. To warn you that you're under an even greater threat than you may think. Now listen carefully.
What do you think? From your pictures, the hair's about right. I was able to cut off Louisa's curls, thank goodness.
You know, I must say you make a very handsome page boy. What? What is it?
Honestly, Doctor, you look like Santa Claus.
Nonsense. Apart from the moustache, I've modelled myself on the famous self-portrait of my old friend Leonardo, who is an exact contemporary.
Then your old friend Leonardo looked like Santa Claus too. Oh, have another look in the mirror.
perhaps you're right. Yeah, I'll trim it back a bit. Just as long as Maximilian doesn't recognize this as the ghosts in his workshop, that's the main thing.
Jeremy.
Shh.
It's me, Maggie. Hold on to your socks.
They've tied me up.
Okay, give me a chance. Lean forward a bit.
What time is it?
2 o'clock in the morning. They're all asleep.
Oh, I say, this is awfully nice of you.
Shut up, will you? If they hear us, we're dead meat. Come on.
Where are we going?
You are indeed welcome, Doctor. Our people will rejoice in the presence of a seeker of wisdom, such as yourself.
You are most gracious, Lord.
I trust that you are not too fatigued to join me at dinner. I shall send somebody to take you to your room.
Psst. Hey, what about me? Where do I sleep?
Oh, it's the custom for the servant to sleep lying across the threshold of his master's door.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
This way, Signore.
Come along, Jack. We mustn't be late for dinner.
Dinner at midday now, is it? I wish they'd make up their minds.
Boy, can you not see that your master's cup is empty? More wine there.
Yes, my lord. Your pardon, master.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you. Most kind of you, my lord, to receive me into your house and allow me to see your library.
We are honored to receive such a scholar as our guest, Doctor.
I trust that you will find what you are seeking. We have some fine books, though few of them are printed. A number come from Spain, where I spent my youth.
It's the esoteric knowledge of the Arab world that I seek. The text of the ancient ritual of the marriage of Sol and Luna so far eluded me.
That's alchemy stuff. What's he think he's doing? Oh, he's certainly woken up Maximilian.
You pursue the great work, Doctor.
Well, alas, only as a scholar and a seeker of truth, Signore. For my part, I hope to find my way to the world behind the mortal world of appearances, where, as the sage puts it, certain fugitive spirits in the shape of divers monsters, beasts, and men move like the clouds hither and thither.
He's talking about the fiends and the ghost. Maximilian's bound to suss him out.
Where do you come from, Doctor? Why do you come here to this little island today of all days?
Jack, be so good as to pass this to Signor Maximilian.
Yes, Doctor. Oh, it's the parchment. Now we're really for it.
What? Where did you get this?
My lord! My lord!
Silence! Silence! What is it? Who's that?
Guido?
Yes, it's Guido.
Oh, look to the lady.
Madam, are you all right? My son. My son.
Mother.
Is it really you?
Yes, Mother. I've come home.
Oh, Guido. Guido, the son who was killed in the wars.
My boy.
Father.
Behold my son, who was dead and is alive again, who was lost and is found.
Doctor.
Signor Maximilian?
I don't know who you are or where you come from, but I tell you this. You come too late. Nobody shall stop me now. Before this night is out, I shall have at my command all the powers of hell.